Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town.
Good afternoon. We're on the air. Our Village News. We have Christine with all the good speeches, talk about all kinds of good things that are going
on. My babbling mouth.
And we have Matt here, who's in the control room doing a great job. Sweating, terrible. But
it's kind of warm out there.
It's a beautiful day.
It's a lovely day. It's on a beautiful
day. I should be out on the golf course.
Yeah. Well, that would be a nice choice. Or gardening.
If you like that kind of thing, that's good. You know, I never understood why a guy will break his back, sweat, toil, to put in something that's going to grow, so he has to go and break his back and toil to cut it down. I've never been able to, you know, figure that one out. You know?
Yeah, well...
I mean, if we had a big lawn, I think the answer is get a horse.
I have heard you make that statement a little more graphically than you just did, but you cleaned it up.
I cleaned that one up.
Now, on the way to the program today, and of course, folks, you're listening to Our Village on the Air. If you want to call in today, it's 708-493-1530 here at the station. On the way here, we usually come down Mannheim Road, going south on Mannheim Road. 2 weeks now, we've run into the same traffic jam. After we pass over, is it Toohey Avenue going south?
Yeah, it's south of Toohey.
And the first time we thought, well, maybe there was an accident. Well, it turned out, I guess this is like a change of the shift at the airport, so there was a lot of cross traffic going. There was a policeman, I guess, directing. Well, today, it was tied up worse than it had been before. There were four policemen, I believe, there directing traffic.
Three
only?
If there had been four, they'd have to shut the road down because we go all the way back to Wisconsin.
It was a mess. Absolutely a mess. Mannheim Road was tied up just for as far as you could see behind us, and the cross streets were all tied up. Why is it, and I think people out there will confirm this too, whenever there's some kind of a traffic jam, if it isn't like a traffic accident, it usually has to do with
there's a cop on the end of it.
There directing traffic.
Yeah, but today it was really bad, and it really pointed itself out. There were three policemen.
Yeah.
It probably would have only been, it would have been only one third if it only been one fellow. And the traffic might have kept flowing if there was nobody.
Yeah, amazing.
But, you know,
well,
what are you going to do? They can't outthink a streetlight.
I know, and there were streetlights there, too. That's
the lights can do it. Leave them alone. They know what they're doing.
Oh, my goodness. Today we have an extremely interesting guest who'll be calling in about 20 past, Anita Heil, who is the co-owner of Chef Werner's Mirabelle Restaurant and Lounge on Addison Street in Chicago. They're going to be celebrating their 30th anniversary this month of June, and she'll be telling us a little bit about the history of Chef Werner's experiences and the restaurant and what they're going to have coming up this month. So that'll be very interesting.
Should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So we were talking about horses before.
Mm-hmm.
And a filly won the Preakness.
Yes.
For those who don't follow horses, that's a lady horse.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, some of these groups of ladies immediately said, oh, a woman won, a woman won. Yeah, well, ladies, remember, it was a horse that won, not a person.
Right.
And the second thing is, most importantly, is the jockey. And that was a man.
Oh.
So
much for women's lib.
So now they'll love me some more, right? Yeah, women's lib.
Oh, I know there's, I can't remember when I was hearing on TV the other day, somebody talking about how feminism had just wrecked the world, but I don't know that I agree with that, although I'm
that's the other
feminist
side of it. You know, in any argument, I always find that the guy down the middle that wants to sit and talk about it is fun. I like to talk with people. But if you get the guy way to the left, that or right or wherever it is, everything is wrong. Nothing is right. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. It's, you know, one of those things, don't confuse me with facts. I've already made up my mind. And you get that on one side, and you get the same thing only flipped on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You go nowhere. Nowhere at all. You know, if people could sit down and talk. We were discussing this at a dinner the other night. There are so many things wrong today in this country right now that just impossible to keep up with some of them. And everybody can blame somebody. You know, it's the government, it's this, it's that, it's a policeman, it's a whatever it is. It's always going to be somebody's going to be blamed. And I was thinking, I think it was Theodore Roosevelt that said, you know, the only fear we have is fear ourselves, right? Something
that
to that
Franklin
effect.
Franklin Roosevelt.
Franklin, yes. Mm-hmm. And it's true. I think it's about time we started to look positively towards things, which I've said before. But I also believe that we've got to start looking at ourselves. You know, you have mothers that are bringing up kids today that have to have the government take care of their kids. The teacher takes care of their kids. The guy down the block takes care. They don't take care of them. And yet, when something goes wrong, whether they want to believe it or not, everybody looks at them and said, you're responsible, it was your kid. And I think they ought to start working the law more that way. Let mom and dad pay for some of this stuff, and the kid won't do that bad stuff. But you got all levels of kids today, and because they're... Some of them come out of fairly firm homes and say there are standards in life and you must follow them. Then there are other people that just don't care. The kids do whatever they want, whenever they want. So, but, you know, and we look at ourselves. Some people are talking about how do we look around the world. Well, how do we look around the world? We spent 10 hours worrying about Paris Hilton, who's, you know, got a little sick problem, and these things happen in life. But I think they spotted 30 seconds on how Iran is getting ready to blow the world up. Now, what kind of people are we? People say, well, Jerry Springer, he's got a terrible show. It isn't that terrible. He's got a huge following.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody says he's all right. You got the Inquirer. In my whole life, I was 69 years yesterday.
Yeah.
In my whole life, I've never met anybody that reads the Inquirer. Well, how come they got one of the biggest circulations in the world? Somebody's peeking at that. So, you know, I think we got to start looking at ourselves and say, come on, I'm lazy, I'm not doing my job, and therefore I am getting eaten up. I'm getting eaten up by politicians. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I go down there and vote for the same guy every time. And we've even had guys out here, they steal your blind, so what do you do? Turn around and vote for them again. Now they steal you worse because they figure they can get away with it. There's a lot of things that have to happen, but this is a democracy, and part of a democracy, it's hard work, and people got to get involved. You got to be legal all the time. Even though our legal system seems to go in 15 different ways right now, people have got to start to talk about that too. Mm-hmm. But it's just floating by them. And someday we're going to wake up and say, you know, all that great stuff we had that was really good isn't anymore. And it's starting to crack in places right now. And you don't hear anybody, they blame, you know, I got a cold, so I blame it on the president. You know, right? My car won't start. That governor, boy, he's no good. You know, that's not it. You got to sit down and say, where is it really? Where am I? What am I doing? Mm-hmm. What can I do? And that thing about, well, I don't count. Well, maybe you don't. And if you don't, then stay out of the way, because most of this country, people do count. So if you don't count, you don't vote, this and that, just stay out of the way. Don't say anything. But if you feel you want a piece of this and you want to make this country grow more and better and bigger, then let's get to it.
Yeah, that's so true. In fact, that goes with something I had just read in the paper to you this morning about, it was an editorial column. Some comment that Dan Rather had made about the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric, and apparently he was on MSNBC and had made this comment to whoever the interviewer was about the fact that CBS was, how did he put it, dumbing down and tarting up the news by
right.
having Katie Couric on. But in a sense, I mean, I don't agree with that statement, but I think what you're saying is so true, that the news has really become, and he said it's more entertainment,
yeah, it's entertainment.
And that is true.
Yeah.
You watch the 10 o'clock news on any station now, and it's just all about fluff.
Yeah. It'll be a few local little stories, but most of it is just fluff.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is simple. There are guys on Madison Avenue in New York, for one place, that are professional, good people. They can get the pulse of the people.
Mm-hmm.
They know what the people want. then they turn that over to companies who go out and say, okay, we're going to go and we're going to put this on the air. Then they go to the TV stations, and the stations will sit there and they say, the people's level is this. Mm-hmm. Therefore, if you want big buck return for your dollars that you put in advertising, right, play this. It works. And that's why you have things like Rosie O'Donnell and Paris Hilton and those kinds of people. They're fun. I mean, and it's good to listen to them for a little bit because it's kind of jovial, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, if you want to get down to serious business, you'll not find anybody that'll take ads out on that serious business show because they want light, humor, fun, craziness. That's what sells. And then they can sell their product.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about. TV is only one word, dollars. Or money.
Mm-hmm.
However you want to say it.
I think it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. And that's how they get it. It's the bottom line. They don't care whether they have any qualifications. They don't care if they have any pride. They don't care even about the truth. What they care about is the dollar bottom line. So, and they know who to shoot to get this. If people would just be a little tougher in this country and say, look, we want what's right. Hey, all of a sudden, I bet you the news would come back almost looking like news. So, anyway, what are you going to do? Until people do, and they won't, they're going to lose a lot of things before they realize that they have got to wake up and get going and be part of the country. Come and join us. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's right. Get involved.
Right, Matt?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Matt's working on the tickets again. How many you got sold?
865.
Hey, we lost two. What happened?
Always losing.
Go down the list. Somebody must have died.
It's a big list.
A day late and a dollar short.
Yeah, that's me.
You know, we mentioned earlier what a beautiful day it is today and how beautiful the weather is. Do you want to get into some gardening?
I just don't want to have to do it.
You don't want to do it.
No,
but
I don't
you love
do
gardens and you
like
the way
gardens.
They look.
They're pretty.
Well, it's that time of year again to visit Erhausen Greenhouses in Lincolnwood. We've had Nick Erhausen call in a couple of times already this year, giving people tips on how to start their gardens up and the types of things to watch for. And as the season progresses, he'll be calling in to give us more information, maybe with the hot weather coming along. He writes articles for our newspaper. In fact, the latest one is about container gardening. So even if you don't have a lawn and a yard, maybe you live in a condo or an apartment and you'd like to have that beautiful greenery to enjoy, you can have containers or flower pots or window baskets or whatever. What do they call those? Window baskets, I guess
baskets,
they are.
Boxes. Yeah.
Window boxes, yes, thank you. Erhausen Greenhouses is located in Lincolnwood, as we said. They grow all of their own plants in their extensive Lincolnwood greenhouse, which is just immense. I mean, it covers like, I think, probably a city a block square. They are located at 6973 Northeast Prairie Road. That's one block east of Crawford, which is Pulaski in the city. Crawford as you get into the suburbs. And about two blocks north of Toohey. One block north of Pratt, but two blocks north of Toohey. Very easy to access from suburban locations or from the city. And as we said, they grow all of their own items in their Lincolnwood greenhouse. They'll be happy to help you choose the plants that you need for your gardens. Erhausen Greenhouses,
yeah,
at 6973 North East Prairie Road in Lincolnwood.
I thought you were done.
No, I am.
No, we have a lot of beautiful plants.
Yes,
and a
we
lot
do.
Of them came
House
from
plants.
There.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to watch you when you water them and take care of them. And I just, they're beautiful. And I love to see that.
Yeah.
And it's good.
And you
know,
like to watch, in other words.
Oh, yeah,
right?
I like to, you know, kind of watch and see what's going on.
You know, the Erhausens, though, they are great for tips. They don't actually sell house plants. They sell outdoor plants. And herbs and vegetables, you know, things like that that you want for outside. And they've actually been a family-owned business for 89 years, Erhausen.
Really?
So one of those many family-owned businesses
and
that we deal
small
with.
They're small and they're professional.
Mm-hmm.
They're not this big, big corporation that,
no,
you know, just
with
dumps the stuff out there and they don't know what they're buying.
Right. This is their only location.
This is Erhausen, who mm-hmm. does a good professional job. You ask them a question, they can go deep into an answer to let you know what it's all about.
Yes, they're wonderful, wonderful people. Very, very helpful. And, you know, we access them as often as possible for information, like we said, for the newspaper and here on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's going to be something that people should think about doing with this lovely weather coming along. Father's Day is Sunday.
Yes.
And we had had some things in our paper last year, and we're going to be coming up with them again this next year, just about dads and how important they are, obviously, in our lives. And, oh, that was the comment that was made by somebody that we heard on TV, that some woman's group had made the statement that, who needs men?
So oh,
leading
yeah.
Leading up to Father's Day.
the fellow that was doing the editorial on that said it's disturbing that in this country today, it's something like 40% of the homes, 40% of the homes don't have a father or a second person in that home.
Mm.
And he was pointing out all the bad features of it. And there are. There's really not very many good features about having a single parent home. But they said it was like 40%. Unbelievable amount.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, again, not good.
Yeah, and these were actually families that had never had a father present in the home.
They never had a father. These are families also, again, we were talking earlier, that depend upon the government to raise their kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need the money in order to raise the kids. They got to get it from the government. The medical got to go through the government.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nobody there that, even though these single parents say, oh, well, you know, I run this house, you may run it, but you're getting a lot of outside help, which is not particularly always the way to go. It's nice if you're
yeah,
a family
in some cases, right.
of, you know, two
uh-huh.
male or two male or female, that, you know, are grown-up people, they can sit and discuss certain things.
Two adults, right.
To an adult
yeah,
way.
Yeah, makes it easier.
And they can move then towards the child, say,
mm-hmm.
okay, this is what we want. Or this is, we think, is the best way to go.
Uh-huh.
Or however they want to get the point across. But the point is that two people have sat and discussed it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't go down and get an ordinance to find out, what do I do when this happens, you know?
Yeah.
I think teachers today in this country are not 100% a lot of them either. But I don't think they should be, have to, not only teach school, but also teach ways of life. And they, a lot of these teachers are bringing these kids up. And it's unfortunate. It really is. So, yes, Father's Day. But with only 50% or 55% left fathers, well, it really doesn't have the significance it used to.
Well, there's probably, there always have to be fathers.
So far. They're working on that.
It's just whether or not they're maybe being honored on Sunday. But you always, I love the statement you made about how your father had gotten to be so intelligent by the time you got to be 25.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the fellow that wrote the Tom Sawyer.
Uh-huh. Mark Twain.
Mark Twain had said that his father was, well, pretty stupid, really. Until he went off to college and came back 4 or 5 years later, and he noticed immediately how much his father had matured and knew so many things. And that's the way it is. You
yeah.
know? Kids have got to go out and do their thing. And dads go through that, yeah, I'm kind of a dope until they get to a certain age. Then they come looking for dad, and they want advice as to what do I do about this, Dad,
yeah,
you know.
Because he just learned so much.
There's a lot of things going on around town, and a lot of things happening. So,
and, you know, we love to work with the independent businesses out there because we're an independent business. And one of our good friends, Birch Optical Company, Paul Birch and his partner Ken Schmalzer, operate Birch Optical at 5493 Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago. That's Gladstone Park. Their phone number is 773-775-3300. They are celebrating this year their 69th anniversary as a family-owned business. Three generations of Birch family members have owned Birch and operated Birch Optical. They're offering $25 off on a complete set of eyewear if you mention that you heard them on our program or saw them in our newspaper. They honor most major insurance plans. Of course, they do the eye examinations. They have certified opticians, quality eyewear and accessories, contact lenses. So do call them and make an appointment, or stop in and see the great selection of products they have. Birch Optical, 5493 Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago, 773-775-3300. Another great independent business.
And we have a great lady on the phone.
Hello, Anita Heil of the Mirabelle.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, Anita.
Very fine,
Hi, how
Anita.
Are you? Fred? How's everybody?
Very good. Very good.
So nice to talk to you, Anita. You've got some really special things going on at the Mirabelle restaurant this month.
Exactly. Chris, you know something? You are very far away. I can hardly hear you.
Oh, really? Well, are you on a cell phone? Or
no, I'm on my regular phone.
Okay, speaker phone or just regular phone?
It's a regular phone.
Okay, is that a little bit better?
It's a little better now.
Oh, okay,
yes.
I'll try to talk a little bit louder, maybe.
Okay, great.
Okay, because you're down on Addison Street. Maybe the Cubs are getting in interference there with the way, with the airwaves.
Exactly. And there's a lot of traffic down the street.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Anita, you you and your husband, Chef Werner Heil, and your son, Jeffrey.
Yes.
And, of course, your daughter, Patricia, she's not necessarily with you every day in the business, but you're a family-owned business.
Yes.
And have been for these 30 years, and you're celebrating your 30-year anniversary this month.
Exactly, this month. It was 30 years ago we bought the Mirabelle restaurant in 1977.
In 77, my goodness. And you and Chef Werner, of course, have operated it with your son, Jeffrey. You know, during Jeffrey's been with you a great deal of that time.
Yes.
And have you, it had been an existing restaurant prior to that, had it?
It was a restaurant for 10 years
mm-hmm.
before we purchased it. That's right. It was actually an Austrian couple who owned it.
Uh-huh.
But we left the name Mirabelle Restaurant, and we just took it over the way it was, and, of course, improved a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
And our son Jeffrey's in the business with us since 1990,
mm-hmm.
when he graduated at Purdue University in business.
Very good. So that's helpful.
Very much so, yes.
And Chef Werner, your husband, of course, he is a true chef. His training is just extensive. In fact, he started out in Germany, did he not?
That's right.
Terms
he
of
started
his,
out in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Quite some years ago, he had his training as a butcher for 3 years. He had a training as a baker for 1 year and 2 years as a cook for mm-hmm. his apprenticeship. And he worked at all kinds of really fine restaurants in Germany before he decided to come to this country, which was in 1964.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started to work at the Golden Ox and the Germania Club, which a lot of people probably remember. There was a private club.
Uh-huh.
And the Wishing Well, which was on Elston, the Seagull restaurant downtown on the Lakeshore Drive. Mm-hmm. And the Gaslight Club.
The Gaslight.
Remember that one well. And I also, Golden Ox.
The Golden Ox,
that
yes.
was terrific mm-hmm. restaurant. Yours, of course, is as good as, and in some ways better. And but they of course, they're out of business now. What?
For a while now,
for a while.
Yeah.
Exactly, yes.
And you and Chef Werner, of course, his training in Germany, he actually had worked at some of the larger hotels in Germany.
Yes, he did.
Through his time there, apprenticeship, and then getting to be a full-fledged chef. And was that in Germany and Austria, or mostly just
there
Germany?
That was in Germany, actually in Kaiserslautern. They called it the Bayerischer Hof, which was a great hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Baden-Baden he worked. And then in Switzerland, in Obersachsen, which most German people who would listen to this program now
mm-hmm.
will know what Obersachsen, what city, beautiful. And then in another city in Switzerland, it was called Bern Hotel mm-hmm. Zolle. And then in Frankfurt, he worked as a chef.
Uh-huh.
So he really, the Kaiserkeller, so he really went around and had all his training very well, everything in Germany.
Yeah, yeah. And the food over there is excellent.
Uh-huh.
We've been and there many times, and the German food is just superb.
Yes, and to be trained in that atmosphere, of course, is why your family-owned restaurant is so authentic and so pure. I mean, you really follow the traditions of the genuine German-Austrian cooking.
Exactly. And, of course, we're known for the best Wiener Schnitzel.
Yes.
Say the schnitzel is not any better in Germany. We get postcards from customers when they're on vacation, and they would say, your schnitzel is the best. And I said, well, you know, it's the truth. And that's not all we got. We got a very big menu. We have a lot of items.
Yes, you certainly do. And, of course, you have all of the imported wines and beers to complement your dinners
exactly.
and lunches.
8 imported beers on tap. and all kinds of imported wines, not only German wines, Austrian, and of course California wines, some French wines, and all liqueurs, all kinds of cordials and liqueurs, you know, and different bottles of beers. Whatever customers actually looking for, we have it.
Mm-hmm. And Anita, before we get off a little bit of the history of Chef Werner and you and go more to the restaurant, what is, are you from Germany as well?
I'm from Munich, Germany, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I came over in 1959.
Munich?
Beautiful city. And when when did you come here?
I came in 1959.
Very good. Can you hear us okay now?
Yeah, I can hear you better.
Okay.
Not super clear, but I can hear it.
Oh, okay.
I had trouble finding Munich once.
Oh my goodness, we were over there.
Because I said to somebody, where's Munich? They said, I've never heard of it.
Oh, you
Then can't. They got around and they said, you mean München.
München.
Yeah, München. Oh, yeah, that's right down the street.
That's right, München. That's exactly the German pronunciation is
right.
München.
And we were in a small town, Seefeld, and at that time that we visited, there were mostly Europeans who would go there, so they weren't necessarily, they all referred to it as München. And so we thought, how can you be 50 miles away from someplace and not ever have heard of it?
That's
so
right.
It's kind of funny.
It's a big town, it's a big city, and a lot of activity, because in München, that's where the Oktoberfest originated many years ago.
And there was the big beer garden there.
Yeah. Oh, the Hofbräuhaus.
Right downtown Munich.
Yeah.
And what did you do in when you were there, Anita, when you were
When I was in Munich as a young person, as a child, I was actually in sales.
Mm-hmm.
I was in sales, working for a company. And then in 59, I decided I'm going to just leave to come to this country and see what it's all about. And I stay there, and I love it here.
Oh, good. Did you meet Chef Werner here?
Yes, I met my husband here in Chicago.
Uh-huh, and you told me a very interesting story not too long ago. I bet not many people know this, that I think, didn't you tell me where you had your first date?
The top of the rock.
The top of the rock.
Yes, the top of the rock. The first date I had, I stood him up, I didn't go.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. The next day he came back to the job. I was working at Marina City, Marina Towers.
Uh-huh.
And who comes and stands in front of me is my husband. I mean, at that time, you know, just an acquaintance. And he waited for me to get off of work. He said, this time you're not going to get away from me.
Oh. Well, that was true love meant to happen, right?
The top of the rock, which was, it's still there, I believe.
I think it is. I think it's called the Plaza Club now, but yeah, it's still that same building. Well, now going back to the beautiful Mirabelle restaurant, of course, you're at on Addison Street. I'm still downtown here with my brain on Addison Street. And right on the route to the Cubs Park, you know, we talk about that you get so much activity from Wrigley Field. But you're 3454 West Addison, which is
right.
You know, really centrally located. And the inside of your restaurant is so beautifully done. Tell us a little bit about that.
The inside, you know what it is? It's totally German. We have a lot of, when you walk in already in the bar, we have a lot of beer steins, you know, on top of the shelves. It's real German looking.
Mm-hmm.
And even the decoration in the, I would call it actually my Hummel room, because we have a lot of Hummel figurines behind oak showcases, a lot of beer steins also, and crystal and pewter. So we have a lot of beautiful things all behind glass in oak showcases.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side of the bar, we call it our quiet room. It's real cozy because it has all the paintings, the murals on the walls.
Of Salzburg, for one, yeah.
And we had a special painter 30 years ago who did all this for us.
Oh, you
really
had that done, did you?
Great atmosphere and a very cozy restaurant.
Oh, yes, it is. And beautiful chandeliers. You've got a private little dining room.
We have a private area for 40 people for a small private party.
Mm-hmm. And a very lively bar area where people can sit and just have a beer if they'd like, or a meal there in a couple of booths that you have in the bar area itself.
Right,
but then,
we have a couple of booths.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people like to actually sit real close where the beer tappers are.
Why not?
Exactly, and that's where always our little fun starts, is in the bar, you know, our chatting with customers, and we have a little soap opera going sometimes. Talk a lot, and people enjoy it. We have nice customers, I have to say that.
Yeah, well, you have your loyal customers, and then of course more and more people are discovering you all the time as new people move into the city and that neighborhood is developing around you so well.
It's true.
Yes.
We have a lot of new customers. In fact, the last couple of months, I see new faces, and it's younger people.
Sure.
And I talk to them and find out, you know, how they found the Mirabelle, how they hear about us. And it's basically driving by or going on a website, you know, on the internet. But a lot of people say it's mouth to mouth. They hear from somebody, you know, it's a cute place and good food.
Sure.
And it's a lot of new young people who move in this area.
Oh, definitely.
Well, you know, it's so important right now because Chicago used to have quite a few very, very good German restaurants.
Yes.
But now it's down to just a very, very few. And we've been to Germany many times, and I can attest to it. It's exactly like walking into a German restaurant in Germany. I mean, when you sit there in 10 minutes, you think you're back in München.
At the Mirabelle,
at the Mirabelle.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
It's truly a beautiful, and the food is excellent.
Yes, and the hospitality is wonderful. Now, for your 30th anniversary, because this is June now, and you're going to be celebrating specifically your 30 years, what do you have going on?
We have, starting this Friday, we're having a band already, which is called the Phoenix. The Phoenix bands, they're well-known in whole Chicago. That's a three-piece band, and they're great.
Mm-hmm.
They're absolutely fantastic, and we enjoy having them. And then on Saturday, June 16th and 22nd, I'm having a duo. They're called Peter Reinert, and it's two guys who are coming, who are playing. And the last weekend, this is the topper. June 29th and the 30th, we're having a band directly from Germany.
Ooh.
They're called Gaudimax.
Uh-huh.
And we had them before a few years ago, and they call them Bavarian Show and Dance Band. And it's three young men, and they're doing great. It's a great band, and I'm looking forward so much to have them here.
Oh,
that should be exciting.
Oh, yeah.
And people that have never been to Germany, now they can actually be in Germany.
Yes.
And with the band and all the entertainment and the fun that is the way it is over there.
Exactly. And you know what's so easy, too, what I have to mention? It's really easy to get to the Mirabelle restaurant because we're right off the expressway. If you're from downtown, we are east, of course, a right turn. When you come from O'Hare, from the suburbs, again, would be the east, would be left. And it's so easy because we have parking across the street at Kmart lot. They're allowing our customers to park there.
Oh, that's good.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
It's easy exit to get here.
And you're actually almost central in the city. You're 3,500 north and about 3,500 west, so it's like smack dab in the middle.
Exactly right.
Uh-huh.
3,400 west and about, I think, 36 or 37 north.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah, but yeah, right around that part. Now, for the for these three big weekends that you have coming up starting June 15th, you have, obviously, you know, all the menu items that you're so famous for, including that famous Wiener Schnitzel.
Right.
And you have door prizes, right?
I have door prizes, exactly right. We're giving away some T-shirts from different breweries, and I have some beer steins and beer glasses from different breweries. So it's going to be nice because a lot of people really collect beer glasses or beer steins.
Yeah.
So we have door prizes, we hand out tickets, and of course we call the numbers, and whoever is the lucky one will get, you know, a prize. So we do this throughout the evening.
It sounds like a lot of fun and the entertainment. And do people need to book space, probably, huh? Because you're going to be pretty well filled up.
You know, it's nice if people make reservations, and if they can't or if they don't, it's all right just to walk in.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a big room, you know, we can open the sliding door.
Right.
The party room, which holds 40 people, we open the sliding door, so we have a big room which holds about 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be plenty room. And then we have the other side still, too, you know, another dining room.
Right. Okay, of course, you've got the three weekends, too, so there's plenty of time for people to be able to get there. Now, normally you're open 6 days a week, and that's all year, except once during the year you're open for Mother's Day.
Right.
Uh-huh. And then in October, if people should happen to miss this celebration in June.
Oh, my goodness. My Oktoberfest is coming up September 28th and 29th, Friday, Saturday. And then again, October the 5th and the 6th, which is again Friday, Saturday. And that's our Oktoberfest. And we're having a great band, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah, beautiful. So that lots of activities going on all year at the Mirabelle. And you,
and you know what I have to mention? This is going to be really great because I forgot to tell you that.
What?
Saturday, August 4th, I'm having an Elvis impersonator.
Oh.
August 4th on a Saturday.
Well,
I'm going to start advertising through this.
Uh-huh.
When my 30th is over, my 30th anniversary party, then I'm going to advertise for the Elvis. And I have seen him. My daughter has seen him in his handsome and he's great.
Oh,
and
good.
I hope we're going to have a nice evening.
Oh, excellent. Will he sing the Elvis songs in German, do you think?
No, it's all English. He might sing something in German, but there's not really that many German songs.
Right.
Very good.
Oh, Anita, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
We really appreciate your calling in. We know you're awfully busy with the big weekends coming along here, and we just encourage people to, if they haven't been to the Mirabel, but this is a wonderful time to find out and discover more about you and sample your great food and just the hospitality with you and Chef Werner and Jeffrey and all the staff. Beautiful girls dressed in these lovely dirndls. It's a great atmosphere.
Great. Thank you so much for letting me call.
Oh,
talk to you.
Believe me, it's our pleasure, and we'll see you soon and say hello to the chef.
I certainly will.
And we're going to give people your website address and also your address for your restaurant and your telephone number, you know, and make sure the times again.
Okay.
So, all right.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Very good. She's just a delightful lady.
Yes, she is.
And when I mentioned the girls in their dirndls, Anita looks pretty cute in her dirndl, too, I have to say. And the Mirabel Restaurant, fine German and American cuisine for over 30 years now, is at 3454 West Addison. And as we said, that's right smack dab in the middle of the city. Their phone number is 773-463-1962. That's 773-463-1962, and their website for further information and the full listing of their activities and menu items, MirabelRestaurant.com. That's Mirabel, M-I-R-A-B-E-L-L, restaurant.com.
And let's remind you, this show goes on to podcast, and our number is www.OurVillageChicago.com. And then you plug in, you get podcasts, so you'll hear this segment. So if you kind of forget where it is or what it is, you can always look it up on the podcast.
Yes, you can hear the podcast. And, of course, our newspaper,
we have
Mirabel
two newspapers, and you'll find them in the...
Yes, and we'll be having an article about the Mirabel and the Heil family in our next edition coming out next week on June 22nd, so people can watch for that as well. And our two newspapers, we mention this usually every week, or we hope to anyway, or try to remember. We have the Our Village and the Village Square newspapers, and they cover the city of Chicago from the very far north part to down into the city about North Avenue, and from the lakefront out to Harlem. And the activity.
And the number over there, if you want to get in touch with us, is...
is 847-675-6127. That's our office number, 847-675-6127.
Give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
We love to hear from you.
We certainly do. Anything at all. And if folks would like to call in today for anything, share some information from the community, it's 708-493-1530 here at the station.
So now, the Taste is starting up again this year.
The Taste of Chicago.
It's the 27th Taste of Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I can't believe that.
That's very old.
And you know, the top of the rock just overlooks the Taste, doesn't it?
I didn't want to belay...
Anita.
When I came out here, I came from Boston, and when I came out here, probably 45 years ago now, I had a crew out here, and they wanted to take me to see the town. So they said, we're going to take you to the highest place in town. And that was the Prudential Building, top of the rock. It was 40 stories high.
Uh-huh.
But in those days, you could look way out in any direction. Of course, now it's buried in amongst big, huge buildings.
Can hardly see it.
But it was the top of the rock was the place in Chicago at that time.
Yeah, I guess that's why they gave it that name, right? Because it was the tallest building.
Yeah, it was the tallest building, and it was owned by
Prudential.
It's still a rock.
I think it might still be.
So, when she was saying, I was getting a kick out of it. Yeah, the top of the rock at that time was the highest building in Chicago.
Isn't that something? So. Yeah, how things change, huh?
Oh.
Oh, boy. Here's a place that never changes, though, a caring concept to help you be at home. Dennis Lemke and Laura Hartley own a caring concept, and they're truly number one with immediate and personal response to your needs. Their goal is to meet your needs by providing experienced and referenced caregivers, and that would include homemaker companions, certified nurses' aides, private duty aides, who will assist you with personal care and grooming, ambulation and other activities of daily living, preparing meals, perhaps some light housekeeping. If you need some accompanying away from home, accompaniment away from home to doctor's appointments or trips, short trips, they provide homemaker companions who will and caregivers who will give you the most personal needs and to fit your lifestyle. They share your concern for the comfort and well-being and happiness of those that they serve. They have short or long-term services that's 24/7 or just as needed. No contract is required. Their agency is licensed, bonded, and insured. So it's a great place for people who are maybe just recovering from surgery, or maybe you have some assistance needs that you have to have tended to. You want to stay in your own home. You don't want to have to move into a retirement facility. This is a wonderful, well-recognized establishment to call. A caring concept to help you be at home. Their phone number is 773-539-6600 or visit them online at caringconcept.com. That's 773-539-6600 or acaringconcept.com if you visit them online. Dennis Lemke and Laura Hartley will be there to answer any questions you have.
Real good. As we were talking about the Taste of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
27th annual Taste. That's amazing. It's gotten bigger and bigger all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this year they promised to even have it more beautiful than it's been before in the past. And we're going to have the people on from the Chicago Specials Unit.
Oh, the Special Events Office, Mayor's Office of Special
And they'll
events.
Be on to talk more about it. But it is from June the 29th to July the 8th, so mark your calendar.
Yeah, so that falls right over that 4th of July weekend. Of course, they usually end the Taste with all the fireworks.
All that fireworks, the concerts.
It actually goes out a little later than this year, doesn't it?
Yes.
Because it
Well, and they got new exhibits and things about the world, and it's going to be pretty exciting.
Really?
Yeah.
So more than just food.
Well, I think so, yeah. I think it's going to be a place of a lot of interesting things.
Well, you know, that fits, doesn't it? I mean, if it's, you know, visiting.
Well, we're going to get the Olympics
cultures.
Someday. It'll be fun to.
Yeah, well, that's true. And, you know, obviously a big part of visiting other places in the world is enjoying the cuisine of those places.
Right.
Like we were talking about with Anita Heil,
well,
you know, yeah, the German cuisine and
that
anywhere.
That is just so beautiful there, you know.
Oh,
so.
Yes. But, you know, the Taste, of course, they offer a selection from anywhere, and so that would go into a nice idea, maybe mm-hmm. bringing in some other cultural events. In fact, the Highland Games are going on in Oak Brook this weekend.
Yep, Saturday.
Scottish,
mm-hmm.
Friday and Saturday, I think.
Scottish,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Right?
Yes.
The men in their kilts.
Do you want to tell them about my Scottish experience?
Ooh, I don't know if you better tell people.
My best man at my wedding, when I married Christine, came right from Scotland. And one night we were sitting talking, and I said, well, I have quite a bit of scotch in me. My at the time, I had quite a bit of scotch, too. But but my grandmother on my father's side was a Campbell.
Uh-huh.
And he said, don't ever tell anybody that. And I said, well, why not?
That's such a nice name.
Nice name? They were all cutthroats and thieves. I said, oh, you got to, you know, I was laughing. Okay, fine. Well, we went to one of these Scottish days that Chris was just talking about, and we walked into a tent, and Chris proudly said, well, my husband here, he comes from the Camel clan. And the fellow there yelled out through the whole tent, be careful, there's a Campbell in the house.
I guess they weren't kidding about that.
I guess they weren't. I guess we were hot traders and thieves.
Wow. Thank goodness you changed your ways.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now we're into automobiles and other things.
Oh, and your father's middle name was Campbell.
He
so
was
he
Campbell,
was proud
yeah.
to
yeah,
let
Campbell.
The world know.
Oh, we're proud to be Campbells.
What do you have going over there in Edison Park?
Well, over in Edison Park, they've got this Monument Park restoration.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big thing. It goes back to our First World War.
Uh-huh.
And they have a monument there, and it's got to be straightened up and cleaned up and made nice again.
Uh-huh.
And Alderman Daugherty, from the 41st Ward, and the state rep, McAuliffe, from the 20th District, are working to get this together and make it go so it'll be nice. So they formed a committee, and they have Jack Barry, he's a Pearl Harbor survivor, and Jim Delmedico, a Korean vet, to head up this committee. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of putting the things together and coordinating them and so forth. Now, people can help. You, there's two ways you can really do a nice job. One is, if you know of anybody that was in the First World War, can you contact either Jim or Barry, Mr. Barry, at 773-792-1991. That's 773-792-1991. And let them know that you're in contact, or you have somebody that you can put them in contact with that was in the First World War.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they also, in order to help this thing go, the money's going to come out of the state, the city, or all different kinds of areas, but they're also selling bricks. And you might want to talk to them at that time if you want to purchase a brick.
Or benches, too.
And they have benches
also. And those will
also
be surrounding the monument, I understand?
Yes.
Right? With the names of the veterans.
Right. So if there's anything you can do, give a call to 773-792-1991. And if you can't get through there, you can always call us and that. And we're at 847-675-6127, and then we'll just pass it along.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you have a moment, think about it. Maybe you can come up with somebody in the family that was a First World War vet.
Sure.
So, and there are... Now there's 57 names on that monument.
Mm.
But
they're looking for any...
Those people plus
but
whoever.
But they don't have to just be from Edison Park, right?
No,
like,
no.
For example, your dad's name is probably...
Yeah, my dad was in the...
Thursday to all the fathers.
Yeah, have a good week. Let's hope the White Sox can win.
That's where all the dads will be on Sunday.
Yeah. We all have a good week from all of us, and buy a ticket to Matt's dinner, and that'll be great. So.
And visit us online, ourvillagechicago.com, and listen to us next week.
I got to go. I got a tea time.
Oh.
Talk to you later.
Bye, folks.
Chicago, my hometown. Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around. I love it that you brought a